This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everybody's doing it.
And welcome to another week of The Single Life on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Michelle de Klerk and everyone's favourite,
John P. Wintle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm doing really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Yes, I am excited too.
Well, I can't actually wait to hear about what happened last week in your world.
Lots of excitement.
I know. So we're about to delve into the gate. For those of you who haven't listened to us before, we're about to delve into the dating game and follow the adventures of John as he navigates the journey to find his perfect soulmate.
It's very challenging, I've got to say.
It is very challenging, I'll tell you that now. So last week, challenge was for you to go and my friend use some pickup lines out and about.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you go?
Well, look, I've got to say that it scared the absolute pachises out of me. I was scared like a little kid.
Yes, I know.
Honest.
Look, I was following you. Yep. Was following you along the trail because I knew that if there wasn't someone there with you, you'd chicken out.
Yeah, you were stalking me. I know.
I loved it. Actually, we took some sound bites of you out and about.
Yep, which we'll be listening to, I suppose.
It's quite funny, actually, listening back to them.
You made it kind of fun. Even though I was pretty scared, I think that the way that the environment you created for me, I was kind of, you know, all right with it, even though it was totally outside of my comfort zone.
Well, I think we should listen to some of the sound bites.
Yeah, let's
from
go.
The evening.
Yeah, for sure. Let's have a listen.
You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. It's a Saturday night. It's quite busy. And John's about to get his pickup line game on and get out there and try to meet someone. I think we've spotted a suspect. No, we've spotted someone of interest, a person of interest.
There's a few potentials around.
So, John, are you feeling nervous?
I'm scared. I'm packing it.
You actually look really scared. Really scared. So let's go through what you're wearing tonight. White t-shirt. I would have maybe gone for a bit of colour, actually. Do you have any colour in your wardrobe?
I have black.
Black. Okay, well, white's a good option then. If it was going to be out of white or black, white it is. Wearing the jeans, so we're going for a cash vibe. They are quite tight. I don't mind them though, I'll be honest. If they were baggy, I would be like, meh. But they're not skin tight. They're not like a skinny leg jean. So I think we're fine. We're looking sharp. And then we've got the Converse runners, or just the runners.
No, they're Adidas.
Sorry, we've got the Adidas runners on. So we are going for a bit of a cash look tonight, but that's okay. We're happy with that, so let's see how we go. Any words, John?
Any last words, you mean? Help.
You'll be fine. All right, on to it. We'll report back later.
It was a bit of a slow start, I must admit. we did hit a few venues before you even launched into a single pickup line.
Look, it took me a while to build up a bit of courage to do this. It's like I said, it's not within my comfort zone. I was very uncomfortable and, you know, I was getting the old butterflies, the bad ones.
I was getting a little bit frustrated with you, to be honest.
I know. In fact, I think there could have been another soundbite where you did have a bit of a go at me, like in frustration or exasperation.
I think I had many goes at you.
Mm.
Should we listen to a little bit more?
Yeah, come on, let's get in and have a listen.
Hi, it's John Wintle from Joy 94.9, where I'm joined by the lovely Miss MDK. Yes,
correct.
and we are in transit to another venue because it's time for me to apply my newfound skills. Isn't that right, Michelle?
Let's be honest, John's having no luck because he needs to pick up the pace and get some courage.
Uh-huh. So our challenge is to utilise 5 of those pickup lines, and I am absolutely packing it because I do not know how it's going to go or how it is going to be received. I am scared. My palms are sweating. My body is shaking. I am absolutely packing it.
You just need to stop thinking and just frickin' do it. Let's be honest now. A little less conversation, or in your case, a little less deliberating and thinking about it. A little more action. Come on.
So you're saying pretty much like Nike, I should just do it.
Just do it. Get on it. Come on. Hurry up. Get it together.
Get onto it.
I'll be honest, we had to move venues because you were too scared at the other one.
I think I actually blew my chances at the venue that we were first at because I almost chased a man down the street. And then I looked at another man and I was a bit afraid.
Well, the one eligible man that was in there, you let him walk out.
Yeah, well, I thought he was going to the beer garden, to be honest.
But there wasn't a beer garden at that venue. That was a silly thing.
Yeah, I was making that up a little bit so I didn't have to chase him down the street.
Do you know what? It would have been the perfect opportunity, actually, for you to utilise one of those pickup lines when he was walking out.
Like, grab your jacket, you're in.
Yeah, or it could have been something like, you're leaving. You're leaving without me. Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
Actually, I wish that I did, but I think at the beginning of the night, I was kind of just too worked up about and too like conscious of what I was trying to do for the lines to really have any real effect.
Well, we ended up going to a total of 4 venues that night.
Oh,
and
yes.
And I want to know, the first 3 were a bit of... Yeah. No, there weren't fails, but there was no real successes.
Yeah.
What happened at the 4th one? Because I did actually leave before the end of the night.
Well,
I left you to your own devices.
Well, to be honest, the line that did work was the one that for our Facebook people who are watching The Single Life on Joy 94.9 on Facebook, I used the classic line, "Have you got the time? Michelle, have you got the time?"
And what I would have said, it's 2 a.m.
Pull out your phone. Yeah, it's 2 a.m. again, because it was daylight savings at that point in time. It was a long night.
It was.
And, as the guy pulled out his phone, I said, and told me the time, I said, "No, do you have the time to take my phone number?" And it worked, actually.
Perfect.
I did get a few bites on that.
You got a phone number.
Yes, I got a couple of phone numbers, actually.
Success.
I got a couple of phone numbers. And then I was thrust into a situation where after you had left, where this person that I'd been eyeing off all night. I didn't use a pickup line on him, but I did I went all Cinderella on him. I pumpkined him. Do you know what that means?
No, I have no idea.
Well, I basically stayed around and then told him I was going to the bathroom and ran out the door.
How did that work in your favour?
Well, in my mind, I thought, well, is this a hookup? And I thought, yeah, probably. And I thought, well, I don't really want that.
So did you get his phone number prior to doing the runner?
No.
Okay, well, that's a fail.
That is a bit of a fail.
I'm telling you now, that's a fail.
I can acknowledge that I probably did not do the right thing right there.
No.
That was a bit of a fail. I know.
So what do we think of pickup lines? Not the way to go? A little bit cheesy?
Well, I think it's really important for when you're trying to court someone that you present a bit of sincerity and you earnestly want to build a connection with them. So I do acknowledge that you do need to be short and snappy to get your foot in the door. So you want to get their attention. You've got about a minute to do it. And sometimes a pickup line will work. But at the end of the day, it's not really about, how cheesy the lines are that you use. I really think it's more about having a good connection with the person.
Like, great.
An initial connection. So, the glance across the room, which is what I did with the guy that I Cinderella'd at the end of the night, had a bit of eye contact going on and then just happened, to talk to his female friend and then started talking to him. It just kind of, we just hit it off. It was a bit of a shame, actually, though. I Cinderella'd, but, you know, I had a headache and I was feeling a bit tired.
Oh, God. Excuses. That's all I was hearing that night.
It was a really long night, Michelle. I've got to be very honest. It was a very long night and I felt tired. Daylight savings had added an extra hour into the evening and it was just difficult.
You're putting me to sleep, John. Really? This is why you're currently single.
I know.
So on that note, I think that we should head into a song.
Oh, beautiful. And what's that track, Michelle?
I reckon we should listen to I'm a Flirt by R. Kelly.
Beautiful.
Because I think you are a bit of a flirt.
Let's hear it. You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
So, welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. We've just had an SMS in from someone that actually saw us out that night, John.
Oh, another stalker.
Ooh. I wouldn't say a stalker. Kevin said, four venues, damn, you were both looking fine that night.
Whoop, whoop.
Well, thanks, Kevin.
So I told you so. My my white shirt and very tight jeans was somewhat effective.
Well, maybe he was just mesmerised by my looks.
Oh, yeah.
And forgot what you look like.
I just don't think he bats for that team, mm-hmm. Michelle. I've just got to say.
Okay.
I'm just saying, all right.
That's fine. Whatever. Well, so we've established that pickup lines aren't your thing.
Yep.
So
Where do
people meet people?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the question. I'm absolutely useless. And I suppose the listeners out there might have some suggestions for me.
Well, if you do, you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Or you can SMS us at 0427JOY949. Or you can Facebook us at our Single Life page, which is The Single Life at Joy94.9. You can access it by going to joy.org.au, clicking through the program grid. Let's spit it out, John. Program grid. And on the bottom right-hand side, you'll see a link to our Facebook page, which is fabulous.
Yeah, because our photos are on there.
Yeah, and we do get a lot of messages and people admiring us on our Facebook page, and you should too. We want people to like us.
I agree. So I have a list of a few places that I think are good to meet people.
Are these actually like places in Melbourne that I can go?
Yeah. And they're places where I have met people.
Okay. Excited. Yep.
Coffee shops. Hello. Doesn't everyone like coffee?
Yeah.
Do you like coffee?
We live in Melbourne. Surely.
Well, perfect. That's a perfect opportunity to go and meet someone.
I do have a couple of favourites. So, maybe I'll keep my eyes out.
Yeah, definitely. All you need to do is go and sit in a coffee shop, sit near the front window or the front door. Just check out everyone who comes in.
Okay.
Perfect. Woo-hoo. Easy.
So that's an eyes out affair, of course. So you want to make sure you're not facing the wall or...
No, don't be playing on your phone either.
Yeah, no, don't do anything antisocial. So
definitely not.
Yeah, don't be listening to your iPod, which I do quite a bit.
Take those headphones out now.
Okay. Where else?
Just pay attention. What about the gym? Do you go to the gym?
No.
Okay, maybe you should start. There's a lot of fit bodies in there.
Yep. Well, I did notice that when we went out that there were a lot of very toned looking people.
Definitely.
And I was not one of those toned people. To describe myself, I would not call myself a slob, but I probably am, you know, due for a bit of time on the old treadmill or something.
Definitely. You know what? Get around the tan. I was down there last night, went for a run. There's plenty of hot bodies around there.
Yeah, well, it's funny you mention that. I do have a story about that later on, about getting down to the tan, but I won't divulge right away.
Okay.
I've got to sit on some of my secrets.
Perfect. What about the laundromat?
I have a washing machine. Why would I go to the laundromat?
Oh, I don't know. You can go down to the laundromat and ask someone for their washing tips.
What?
Yeah, you're just going, how do you soak your suds? Or I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
While I'm washing my tight jeans and my white T-shirt.
You've got time to kill. You've put your stuff in the washing machine. You've got half an hour.
Are you sure?
Yep.
What?
Yeah, but so when there's other people sitting in there, you can just start a conversation.
Don't you find it like maybe I'm just a little like, you know, a little...
You need to get out there. You need to think outside the box.
Maybe I'm too posh or something. No, I'm not posh, but maybe like I don't like the thought of washing my clothes in a public washing machine.
Well, just go and hang out down at the laundromat then.
It sounds a bit sus. Mm. But anyway, keep going.
What about the classroom if you study?
I don't study.
The library?
I have never been to the library.
Well, there you go. There's one in the city on Flinders Lane.
Hang on.
Perfect.
Hello.
There's that also a really cafe. Good. There's also a cafe, the journal cafe downstairs.
I really like intelligent, smart people. So that would be a great place to go.
Easy.
My God.
Done.
I think we need to take note. Take note of this, listeners of Joy 94.9. There is a place where we can go for the smart gaze, the book gaze.
You can stalk the aisles. find a particular topic of interest and go and hang out in that aisle for a while.
So if you were in my shoes, Michelle, fiction or non-fiction?
I'd probably go non-fiction.
Non-fiction. No, oh, you want a realist.
Yes.
You want someone with their feet planted on the ground.
Definitely.
Okay.
What about bus stops?
Well, in Melbourne, I think just like a lot of Melburnians,
tram
I suppose
stop.
for listeners who are streaming, buses are different, but I'm scared of buses. I don't like the thought that they could just turn down any old street at any old time, whereas trams, it's certain they don't go off the track, and I find that a bit soothing. But you mean tram stop?
Train stop, any form of public transport.
I have. So I would be lying if I said I have not cruised at, like, you know, tram stop, bus stop, train stop, or train station, I should say, and also on all of those various forms of public transport. Like, you know, I'm very good at cruising, but I'm terrible at sealing the deal. So maybe I need to, you know, work up the courage. Do you think, because I'm a classic iPod user and sunglass wearer on public transport, do you think that I should refrain from wearing my headphones for a while?
I think the sunglasses are fine because it gives you an opportunity to perv.
Okay.
But you definitely need to take out those headphones.
Yeah, because
no
I want to be approach
to
me. I want to be approach me.
I actually had someone write me a love letter on a bus once.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's
quite romantic.
So romantic. You know, I had one of the guys at my work was telling me about how he met his partner. And he basically just hung out at the bus stop and kept asking out this person over and over again. And eventually this person said yes. And I wonder if that could work for me.
Why not? Let's give it a go. Give it a go. Once we leave the studio, you should get on that tram stop and see if it works for you.
Well, after midnight, I think that, you know, my potential might, you know, degrade a little bit, you know, seeing there's not a lot of trams running after midnight.
Well, I think that there's a lot of options there, though, that I've given you.
Yep. There's a lot of options.
I know. There's heaps of options. So people that say, you know, there's no one out there, there's someone out there at any different one of those places.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Now, we've had a very interesting text message come in from Tanya, who's saying that you should meet people at Bunnings on a Saturday, potentially at the sausage stand.
Bunnings. Well, that's funny that Tanya mentions that, because my ex was actually from Bunnings.
Oh, where did you meet him?
We didn't meet at Bunnings. We met in the Manhunt aisle.
Oh, okay. And then you met up down where the nails are.
But now, yeah, well, it makes me wonder, like, maybe he was, like, doing something on the side, something a little undesirable.
What, at the sausage stand out the front of Bunnings?
Well, he used to come home absolutely reeking of sausages. So the Bunnings sausage wasn't such a miracle for me. Maybe for a lot of other people, but I was kind of non-fussed with the whole sausage ordeal.
Well, I might head down to my local Bunnings on Saturday and check out the sausage stand.
Yeah.
Another one that we've failed to mention, which is quite popular now, is on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone seems to be on the internet these days. That's the way to go.
I love the internet.
Well, you know, you can meet a lot of people on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's heaps of different ways, heaps of different sites available.
I know a couple.
Do you want any?
Yes. So if you ever want to, am I allowed to say like my profile names on air? No, I probably shouldn't, should I?
Do you want to attract some stalkers?
Well, it's all pretty obvious anyway. It's The Single Life. So if you can find me, then say hey or don't. I don't mind.
They can check you out.
Yeah, can check me out. You can see what I'm all about. I am an absolute man hunk. A man hunk. Is that a word?
Are you?
Are you talking yourself up? No.
You need to stop it.
Okay.
Okay, so internet.
Yep.
That is clearly the way of the future.
Yeah.
Because it gives everyone an opportunity to meet a lot of people in one hit.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like a bit of a catalogue. You can just swing through, have a browse at what's on offer, yes or no. I think a lot of the sites are free to use.
Uh-huh. Some of them.
Some of them are.
Some of them give you more features if you pay more money, I suppose.
Okay.
But yeah, most of them are free and accessible by everyone, which is pretty cool.
Do you use the ones that you have to pay for?
I do subscribe.
Okay.
Because I prefer to have the extra features because I don't like to waste time. I like to just get in there, do what I need to do and then get out.
That was not evident Saturday night when you were trying the pickup lines.
I want a trapdoor. I don't want advertisements getting in the way of my flirting.
Okay.
I've got a few tips for flirting too, which I want to share at some point.
Okay, perfect. Well, have you got any fun stories that you can talk about on the people that you've met on the internet? Or?
Yeah. Well, there was this one guy, I suppose.
Just one.
Yeah. Well, this one's actually one that I was talking about the other week, and I sigh and I'm a bit reluctant because it kind of makes me a bit sad.
Because it went nowhere?
It did kind of fizzle. So the guy that I was talking about last week where we went for a walk through the tan, I did mention on air last time that I was meant to give him like a follow-up text message just to see how he was going.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, well, actually, it wasn't a lie. It wasn't a follow-up text message. It was a follow-up Grindr message. So I sent him a message on the app and just asked him how he was. And then he kind of launched into this very long spiel about how we had different ideas about things and he really respected the dimensions that I added to the really long discussions that we had. But he felt that, being in, into a dating relationship would not actually work for him.
So he was just not that into you, in other words.
Well, pretty much. But what really made it a bit complicated is he was such a nice guy that he was very adamant that he wanted to kind of get out making me feel all right. So he spent like probably about half an hour of talking to me on this online app, just apologizing and saying, oh, it's not you, it's me. Look, I'm not ready for that kind of thing. There's so much going on in my head. You don't really want to be with me anyway. And I just kind of got a bit fed up.
Next.
Yeah.
Seriously, if it's not happening, it's not happening.
That's
black
what I said.
And white,
I
cut.
Said,
next.
I said, look, stop making yourself the nice guy. I don't care. Just block me. If you're not interested, just block me. I should also ask that I did get set off a little bit before because I said, look, if you don't want to go out with me, look, I really, like you and I think that we should be friends. And he goes, no, can't be friends. So that kind of set me into this complicated spiral of please block me. So anyway,
do you really want to be friends with someone though? Like you're out there to meet a potential life partner. Do you want to make friends out of this?
Yeah. I'm always open for everything, but it needs to be clearly defined, at the get-go, what exactly it's going to be. But I felt that seeing I'd only known him for a couple of days, that it was okay to kind of shift into that different, into the friend zone. So anyway, he kept going on his spiel and I'm thinking, oh God, just please just end this. And I ended up blocking him. I had to block him.
I would have blocked him too. I'm bored by it.
And
next.
So anyway, he was so intent on being the nice guy that even though I'd blocked him, he had my my mobile number, and then he continued to send messages, text messages to me. I'm thinking, God, please, just enough. So I've come to the conclusion that guys who use these online dating apps, I would rather you be an absolute pig and just cut it off wherever it is than kind of try and establish yourself as Mr. Nice Guy.
Well, isn't that the whole point of online dating? Because there are so many options that there's no point in wasting anyone's time or your time with someone that's just not... you're not that into.
Life is short, MDK.
Cut it and move on.
Absolutely. Like, just cut it and move on. That's probably the best advice that I've heard in a while. Just don't stick with the bad vibe. It's like, you know, I'm not right for you, you're not right for me. It you know, our dating relationship is a two-way street. If it ain't going to work, then just cut it off. End it.
Definitely. I think that's a good lesson learned from online dating.
So I've definitely learned that lesson. Like, be okay with having guys, you know, blocking you, or, you know, being you know, a bit of a, well, for want of a better word, a bastard.
What else have you learned from your online dating experiences?
Well, I think it's really important that you don't be generic, because if you really want to go for, you know, a guy that looks nice, it's very likely that other guys will like see that same thing. So when you're approaching a guy, the first thing you should say is not the first thing that comes to mind, to be honest.
Like, you're hot.
Yep. Or hi, or hey. They're all of these things I've found don't actually work. So I actually use a few different phrases. I try things to make it a bit different, because it immediately puts the person that you're trying to contact into a different frame of thinking, rather than, oh, this is just another guy just saying the same thing to me over and over again. I actually use different words. And a really good example of that would be greetings. I say greetings.
Like, what do you mean by greetings?
Like, hello. It's a way to say another word for hello. And it does work. So I can say things like, greetings, handsome. Seems to work quite well. But never say, hey.
Sounds like you're in a fairy tale. Greetings.
Greetings, yeah. But it's a different word. And it puts people onto a different wavelength of thinking. It kind of pulls them out of that, you know, I'm just sick of getting this same message over and over again.
Okay, so when you've met someone online, or you've seen their profile and you think, hey, cute, wouldn't mind getting to know them.
Yep.
What do? You do the little greeting, but how long do you continue this conversation online?
Well, I think you should, there needs to be, similar to if you're flirting with someone in person, there will be that 1 minute audition period. So you need to keep that person talking to you for at least, you know, the equivalent of a minute. So you probably need about 3 or 4 back and forths before you could really start pushing for an in-person meet.
So a bit of banter.
Yeah, a bit of banter.
Because some banter.
What you need to do is, without throwing yourself all the way out there, you need to kind of create like an interest in that other person. So a really good way of continuing after saying hello, greeting the person, is by saying something like, I've noticed this about you. I've noticed X about you. You seem like, for example, the other day I said some guy had that he was French in his profile. I just said, I've noticed you're French. Are you actually from France, or are you from Belgium, or are you from Canada? So asking questions like that is beneficial, I think.
That works for you?
Yeah, even if it's stupid what you say, it's forcing someone to want to respond. So it helps you start the rapport process, because without rapport, there's no connection. Without no connection, there's no nothing. It's just meaningless, you know, words.
So do you try and be funny?
Sometimes. Funny, I like to also be a bit forward as well.
But can that be taken the wrong way?
Can be. It can. You have to be careful with forward, because some people could perceive that as cocky. But one of the traits that I find a lot of guys really admire is confidence. So really having that confidence that you can you know, you can go out and just say whatever you want and not like have too many things holding you back.
And by confidence, you don't mean just checking out people's profiles that have just got body shots,
yeah,
and well, abs.
That's really that's onto one of my other points, which is you should really stay away from people who project themselves on online dating applications who are not showing their face. And the reason for that is people who usually show parts of their body rather than their face are usually not interested in dating. So they are probably going to be interested in hookups, and that's why their photos are so physical. I think a face with a torso is all right. What do you think, Michelle?
Oh, no. If they've got their shirt off...
Yep.
No, definitely not. They need to be fully clothed in their photos.
But what happens if they turn out to be, like, you know, a bit of a dud under the clothing?
You can kind of tell.
How?
By someone... But when you see a shot, you can tell if they're, you know, fat or skinny or...
Okay.
Do you know what? I actually prefer a guy that doesn't have a six-pack and has something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like, sort of like the Biggest Loser. You
okay.
get them when they're chubby and you kind of mold them. Mold
okay.
them into something something that you want to see.
I don't know. I'm not into the old fixer-upper. I just want something I can, you know, pick up and take away. That's something that's ready.
Really? Well, you know what? Because I actually like fitness, so I'm happy with people that are a little bit on the chubby side.
Okay.
And I can mould them.
Mm-hmm.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
And you're back with John and Michelle on The Single Life on Joy 94.9. And we've just had an SMS in from Jamie, who's quite new to online dating, obviously, and has asked, how many people can I expect to meet in a week from online dating?
Well, that's a...
That's a broad question, yeah. And may depend on what you look like. Or I guess even how much effort you put into it.
Yeah, I think it depends. I think it depends on how you present yourself and what you're looking for.
Yeah, you don't have to be the most attractive person out there. You mm-hmm. just have to have a little bit of personality in your profile. And I think even be a little bit proactive as well. Don't just sit back and expect people to contact you.
Okay.
Because otherwise you could be a little bit disappointed. And my other thought is have no expectations when going into this as well.
MDK, you are the guru. Like what sort of things should we put into our profiles?
I'm not really a guru because I haven't had much experience on online dating, because I must admit it kind of frustrates me.
Yes.
But I think you need to have a few different photos.
Okay.
In terms of, yeah, have a face shot, have one a full length,
mm-hmm.
have a photo showing you doing something that you really enjoy.
Okay. So, for me, I'd have one at Joy because I love being here.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do actually, but it's not on my profile yet. I haven't put it on there.
Okay, we'll get onto that.
Okay.
You might get some more people yeah. showing a bit of interest.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's really hard to tell what someone's like from a photo. So I think a few different photos is really good. And be descriptive in your profile as well.
Okay.
Because how are people going to know about you?
I always just assume no one actually reads it. They just look at the photos and, you know, it's either... You know,
I think you may be right. I had one. I was on online dating at the start of the year.
Okay.
And I had one guy send me an email saying, "Hi, I've read your profile and it looks like we're a perfect match. I think we're meant for each other."
Okay.
And then I went and read his profile and we have nothing in common. It's like clearly that's a standard line.
Oh, yeah. It's probably just copied and pasted.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's just been posting it to probably all the girls in Melbourne.
Yeah, I would say so. So don't think you're special on online dating either. Someone sends you a nice message. You're not the only one getting that message.
You know, I put a lot of effort into reading everybody's profile and trying to send like a message that shows that I've read the profile. So it's kind of disappointing when I get a message saying, "Hi."
Like, oh, boring.
Like, as in two words. Like, I type 70 words a minute. How many times could I type hi? 35 times I could type that message to 35 different people.
It's like if you're out on the street, you don't just say hi to someone and then just stop the conversation there.
Yeah.
You got to keep it going. Keep a bit of flow.
Well, it's just like that and how you should probably not have a torso shot if you want to date people because you, when you meet people, you look them in the eyes. You don't look at them in the nipples, if you know what I mean.
True. And everyone's got different intentions with online dating. Some people are out to just meet as many people as they can. Other people are actually looking for a life partner.
Yep.
So you got to keep that in mind as well, I guess.
Yep, I suppose so.
So, John, do you have any dates lined up this week?
Well, I've got a couple of numbers that I got from when we were out on the weekend, which was a good time, by the way. I had a great time. For those who have just tuned in, Michelle de Klerk and I had a little adventure that spun off our previous episode of The Single Life where I went out and test drove a couple of pickup lines. Got a few numbers, but got to say the pickup lines didn't work very well.
So any dates lined up from online dating?
No.
Okay.
I've got some phone numbers where I'm flirting with a couple of guys online. And if any of you guys are listening, hey. But there's been no conversion into dates as yet. And I don't know if that's just because they might be listening and they might want to shout out. Or I'm just probably not that good at converting from online into date.
Maybe you need a profile overhaul.
I think I do, actually.
We should look into that for next week.
What could I do? Like what?
Well, I haven't seen your profile, so maybe we should get someone in to give us some advice on what constitutes a really good profile.
Okay.
And what not to do.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, I've got a little bit of a challenge for you for this week since you've got no dates lined up.
Oh, no. Gosh. What happens if I get a date through the week?
Well, it's a numbers game.
Doesn't count.
It's a numbers game, my friend.
It's
so
too
you
late.
Just need to get out there.
It's too late, isn't it?
Yeah.
For this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
So I'm really interested. We were talking about where to meet people. Mm-hmm. I want to send you out to a few different locations and test how well these people, well, these venues work for you.
Okay.
So I want you to go to one of your, actually, let's not make it your favourite coffee shop because this may turn ugly and it might be awkward and you may never be able to go back in there again.
Okay.
So let's just pick a coffee shop. We'll think about it during the week and decide. But on the weekend, I want you to go to a coffee shop.
Okay.
And try and meet people, interact with people. Just go in there with no book, with no headphones. You have to sit near the front door and just make conversation. So when someone walks in the door, just a simple hi and see how you go.
Okay.
I mean, if they reject you, just move on. Next.
Someone did that to me tonight, actually.
What do you mean? Rejected you or said hi to you?
No, I was just in a cafe in the city having dessert because I'm the sort of guy that skips main meals and I just go straight for the dessert. And she actually came and asked me this question because she asked me about jazz, which was really odd because for those of you that don't know, I actually work on another show called Bent Notes, which is a jazz show. And she asked me when the Melbourne International Jazz Festival was on. And it's like, I'm thinking, wow, I know exactly the answer to what you were asking me. So we had a bit of a chat, but obviously she was not really my type, being a
clearly
gay man. But I did like her courage. She obviously had quite a bit of courage to come and speak to me.
Yeah, and that's what you need. You just need to bite the bullet and just go, hey, I'm just going to do this. Don't think about it. Take a risk and who knows where it will lead.
Yeah.
I reckon also a bookshop.
A bookshop?
Yeah, would love you to go into the bookshop and not hang out in the self-help section, but we'll find a section for you and so who knows? You can ask someone, hey, what's your favourite book in this?
What about sex education? Is that a location that I should be steering clear of? Or
it could be difficult. Depends what you're going to say to them. Are you going to say, you don't need to buy the book, I can help you with that one? Don't go there. we'll work it out.
Okay.
And maybe we'll look at you going to the gym.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I've got a great gym in mind where you can go and hang out.
Are you calling me fat?
For an hour. Because no, I'm not calling you fat. I just think that you will have an opportunity to meet some great guys down there.
To be honest, I just think I'm buying the wrong size clothes.
No, look, I'll be honest. Wouldn't mind you getting in the gym and doing some maintenance.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I think we should ask our listeners what they think about my weight problem.
I don't think you have a weight problem. I think we should ask the listeners about where they think that you should go this weekend to meet singles.
Okay. Well, of course, you can contact us on 0427JOY949 by SMS or email onair@joy.org.au. And of course, you can leave a message on our Facebook page, which is The Single Life on Joy94.9.
So there's lots of different options there for people to contact us.
Absolutely.
And give
grooming.
Us some ideas because, as we know, John needs all the help he can get.
This is true.
Very true.
I struggle.
After our little episode last Saturday with the pickup lines, we'll get there though. Room for improvement, which is good.
Oh, come on. You've got to cut me some slack. Like, I'm trying at least.
You're trying, which is good. We love it that you're getting out
there.
Yeah,
it's not. It's probably not good enough because I need to get this conversion rate. I need to be able to convert to a date.
I know, like, let's be honest. We need a bit of material for the show.
Let's be frank, Michelle. I need to convert to a date.
Correct.
Yeah.
We need some gossip for next week's episode.
Oh, and there will be, I'm sure.
So, thanks everyone for tuning in this week. We had a great little time, great little chat, bit of banter.
A
bit of banter is what you like.
Yeah, love banter.
So, as John said, check us out on the Facebook page. And if you've got any ideas on where John should frequent this weekend to meet other like-minded singles,
did you just
please
say
let us know.
Frequent.
Yes, I'm trying to act all professional here.
Okay, sorry.
So thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Don't forget to tune in to us next week, Tuesday at 11 p.m.
And we'll chat to you then.
Okay, you're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.